faith today is starting out the Christian life with a clear understanding of God's forgiveness, but then losing that over time. We begin the Christian life with a strong understanding of God's grace, but somehow over time we fall into a legalistic pattern of keeping religious rules to earn God's favor. It is a very common struggle. It's called the struggle for righteousness. It is a struggle that is built into our nature. We earn our grades in school. We earn our money at work. So it's very natural for us to think that somehow we earn God's favor by our discipline and obedience. But the problem is, we can never do enough. You begin to think, I am such a failure as a Christian. You begin to say, how could God be pleased with me because of all the sin in my life? We begin to say, how can God be pleased with prayers that rise from a heart filled with so much hypocrisy? And before you know it, such thinking causes you to be robbed of the joy that God means to be yours. Now, our natural reaction to this awareness is often to look for steps that we can take to fix our lives. What action can I take to somehow get myself back in favor with God? We ask questions like, what book do I need to read? What tapes do I need to listen to? What pastor's conference can I go to? What do I need to do to be able to earn God's favor again? And although there is nothing intrinsically wrong with these kinds of questions, we must be on our guard. Such questions often indicate a fundamental misunderstanding of how we grow in grace. Growing in grace is not so much a matter of doing things for God. Growing in grace is more so learning to appreciate what God has done for you in Jesus Christ. The great church historian Richard Lovelace put it this way. He said, the only pathway that will lead you to the experience of growth in grace is this. It is the pathway of faith in the redemptive work of Jesus. What Lovelace is saying is the only pathway that will lead to true transformation is learning what it means as a Christian to believe in the gospel. You see, when you came to faith in Christ, you were given a very rich and remarkable spiritual inheritance. But just like a child born into a royal family, it takes time to know those riches. Just like a child born into a royal family, it takes time for you to realize the full riches of your birthright.
Wow.
But as you learn more of the rich inheritance that is now yours in Christ, your walk with God will never be the same. We are going to look at several different facets of this gospel diamond of good news. I want you to begin to see the gospel as a multifaceted diamond in all of its beauty. In these lectures, we're going to take a look at each of some of these very important facets of the gospel diamond. Each of these different facets are spiritual blessings that are now yours in Christ. And the first blessing that we are going to look at today is probably the most fundamental blessing of the gospel. It is that facet of the diamond of the gospel called justification. Martin Luther once said that this doctrine of justification is the test of a standing or falling church. He meant by that that your understanding of this doctrine is the test of a healthy or a sick church. So in your preaching, in your churches, if this doctrine is not clear, the church will never be healthy. And so as ministers of the gospel, we must understand this facet of justification with great clarity. Just as this is the mark of a standing or a falling church, your understanding of this doctrine is also the mark of a standing or a falling Christian. Your understanding of justification is the mark of someone who is healthy or sick as a Christian. What Martin Luther was teaching here was judged by New Testament standards. You can only have a healthy Christian life when you understand the depth of justification. But the problem today is that many Christians fail to see the ongoing application of justification to their lives after conversion. Many Christians today do not understand how justification is supposed to help them live the Christian life. Most Christians take the attitude today that the doctrine of justification was just something I had to believe back there when I was converted. And now I go on in the Christian life and I leave justification behind. The late Professor Jack Miller once said it this way. He said, "Here is our mistake. We rightly assume that the gospel promises us justification. We rightly assume that justification is once and for all a past fact. But from this correct premise, we draw the mistaken conclusion. And that mistaken conclusion is that a past justification is virtually disconnected from a present Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you to underline the last phrase in this quotation in your notebooks.
여러분, 이것도 강의하셔서 거기다 줄을 좀 치워놨는데 마지막 그 이 풀이된다는 거, 이 장님의 그 문제가 좀 주시기만 해요. 밑에 주시기만 해요.
I'm seeking to emphasize that last phrase, in reality, Miller writes, justification is a past fact with a stunning present relevance.
진리는 물론 과거에 일어난 일이지만 현재 크리스찬 생활과 놀랍도록 관련이 있다는 것입니다.
Now to grow in our application of justification to our lives as believers, we must be reminded of these things.
우리 믿음의 생활에 이 진리를 관찰시키기 위해서 우리는 이것을 기억해야 됩니다.
Because of the fall of man, two problems have happened in man's life and status.
자, 두 가지 문제가 나옵니다.
Because of the fall of man, we have the problem of sin and the problem of guilt.
자, 우리 인간의 타락했기 때문에 우리 인간에게 두 가지 문제가 있죠. 이 죄악의 문제와 죄책의 문제가 있습니다.
The nature of man's problem is a bad status with God.
하나님 앞에서 나쁜 관계를 가지고 있다는 거죠. 나쁜 위치를 갖고 있다.
Let's remind ourselves of some basic concepts that we all know. I feel like Peter. I want to stir you up by way of reminder.
자, 마치 베드로와 같은 것을 느끼는 것입니다. 제가 다시 한번 상기해 주시겠습니다.
You see, ultimately, our view of God's grace is rooted in our understanding of sin and guilt.
하나님을 이해할 때 항상 우리의 죄와 죄책과 관련돼서 생각하는 것입니다.
The Bible tells us that God is perfect and God is holy.
성경에서 말하기를 하나님은 완전하시고 거룩하다는 것입니다.
The Bible tells us that God hates sin.
성경이 하나님은 죄를 미워하신다는 것입니다.
The Bible tells us that God cannot even tolerate sin in His presence.
하나님께서는 죄를 간과할 수 없다고 우리는 배웠습니다.
1 John 1:5 said, He is light and in Him there is no darkness at all.
하나님 빛이시라 그에게는 어둠이 조금도 없다고 했습니다.
This is why even one small sin makes us deserving of the full righteous wrath of God.
그러므로 우리가 조금만 죄를 져도 하나님의 의 때문에 엄청난 거룩한 분노에 대상이 된다고 생각합니다.
Think about this truth for a moment.
이 진리를 한 번 더 생각해 봅시다.
For God to condone even one sin would defile His holiness.
하나님께서 큰 죄를 용서하기 위해서 이런 엄청난 희생이 필요한 것입니다.
For Him to wink at sin or condone sin would be like smearing a white satin wedding gown with black tar.
예를 들어서 말하자면 우리가 하나님 앞에서 우리가 조금만 죄를 짓는다는 것이 마치 하얗게 새로 단장한 신부의 웨딩 가운에 까만 잉크를 떨어뜨린 것과 같다는 것입니다.
You see, the Bible says that because of sin, we are all guilty before God.
죄 때문에 우리는 하나님 앞에 모두 죄이다 성경이 말하고 있습니다.
This is the problem of guilt.
이것이 바로 죄의 문제죠.
To be guilty means to be liable for punishment.
즉, 죄라는 것은 형벌을 받을 대상이라는 뜻이에요.
Sin is breaking God's holy law.
즉, 죄라는 것은 하나님의 거룩한 율법을 범한 것입니다.
And the penalty for breaking God's law is death.
그리고 괜한 형벌은 죽음입니다.
And that death is not only physical, that death is spiritual.
죽음은 다만 육신적인 죽음을 말하는 것이 아니라 영적인 죽음도 의미합니다.
Why Paul said, the wages of sin is death.
죄의 상태는 사망이라고 바울이 말했어요.
And so the ancient question has always been this.
그러므로 오랫동안 기다렸던 그 질문은 바로 이것입니다.
How can sinful man be right with a holy God?
죄악된 인간이 하나님 앞에서 어떻게 의롭을 수 있느냐?
This is the ancient question that has been asked by every generation since the beginning of time.
모든 세대에 처음부터 질문되었던 죄에 대한 질문입니다.
How can a sinful man be right with a holy God?
거룩하신 하나님 앞에 죄악된 인간이 어떻게 이렇게 되느냐?
The good news of our justification answers this question. We are going to see two aspects of this good news of justification. We will look first of all at the way that the Bible teaches your sin has been forgiven, it's been taken away, it's been put on Christ. The second aspect of justification that we will look at is that Christ's righteousness has been counted to you. Let's look first of all at how your sin has been forgiven, taken away, it's been put on Christ.
우리 죄가 용서받았고 어떻게 제거되었고 어떻게 예수 그리스도에 전가되었나 보겠습니다.
The good news of the gospel is that when you are united to Christ through faith, God promises to take your sins away from you.
예수를 믿었다는 약속하실 우리 죄를 다 제거하고 계신다.
Look at these verses I have listed for you in your notebook.
예를 들어서 여러분 강의에 나온 그 구절들을 보십시오.
Notice Hebrews 9:28 tells us Christ was sacrificed to take away the sins of many people.
그리스도는 많은 사람의 죄를 담당하시고 담당해 책임 받았다.
Colossians 2:13 we read He forgave us all our sins.
우리의 모든 죄를 사하시고.
In Isaiah 53:6 we read the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
우리 모든 범죄를 그에게 담당하셨다.
In 1 Peter 2:24 we read He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. This aspect of our salvation refers to Jesus once for all taking away of our sins from us. This concept of our salvation has been beautifully symbolized for us in the Old Testament.
구약의 이 개념에 대해서 아주 좋은 상징이 있습니다.
It is a beautiful picture that God has painted in the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament.
속죄에 하나님께서 행하신 것이 하나님에게 행하신 것이 바로 좋은 그림입니다.
One part of that drama was involving a scapegoat.
여기서 희생양을 보십시오.
The priest came and put his hands on the goat.
제사장이 와가지고 그 양에게다 안수합니다.
That symbolized transferring the sins of the people to the goat.
안수하는 것은 바로 무슨 의미냐? 백성들의 모든 죄악이 그 순간에 양에게로 옮겨간 것입니다.
And then the goat was not killed.
자, 그러고 나서 보십시오. 그 양이 죽여지는 것이 아니라.
Instead, that goat was driven away.
그것은 광야로 쫓겨납니다.
It was sent into exile.
그래가지고 완전히 멀리 떠납니다.
That goat was driven outside of the camp of Israel. That goat was driven outside the presence of the holiness of God. God has painted that picture to give an image to us of
Israel.
It was meant to symbolize the removal of the sin of the people from the presence of the holiness of God.
그리고 우리의 모든 죄가 하나님으로 다 떠나가지고 다 멀리 옮겼습니다.
This is what the Bible teaches has to happen to us if we are going to walk with a holy God.
바로 하나님과 동행하기 위해서 바로 우리 복음이 필요합니다.
Men and women, we cannot fix our sin problem.
여러분, 우리는 우리 죄 문제를 해결할 수 없습니다.
We cannot wash it away by our prayers, no matter how long or how fervent.
여러분이 아무리 뜨겁게 아무리 우리 기도해도 죄가 사라지지 않는 것입니다.
We cannot cover it up by our good works, no matter how many.
우리 아무리 선행을 많이 해도 우리 죄를 덮을 수 없습니다.
Our sin has to be removed from us.
우리의 죄는 우리로부터 제거되어야 됩니다.
Our sin has to be taken away from us.
우리의 죄는 우리로부터 멀리 떠나야 됩니다.
John the Baptist knew this truth.
세례 요한이 이 진리를 알았습니다.
This is why he rejoiced on that great day when he looked up and he saw Jesus. He said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the negative aspect of justification. This is the first path of a proper understanding of justification. The taking away of sin. The forgiveness of sin. This is part of the good news of justification. But the good news of justification is much more than just the taking away of sins or the forgiving of sins. It's only one half of the good news of justification. The other half is that Christ's righteousness has been given to you. The other half is that Christ's righteousness has been counted as yours in the heavenly courts.
하나님의 법궤에 있어서는 예수 그리스도의 의가 우리의 부자로 옮겨진 것으로 간단한 것입니다.
You see, justification means much more than just being forgiven or having your sins taken away.
그 피라는 그냥 말씀드리면 용서받고 우리 죄가 제거된 것만을 의미하는 것이 아니라
It also means to be declared totally accepted by God.
완전하게 하나님 앞에서 의로운 자로서 받아들였다는 것을 선포하는 것입니다.
It is to be declared accepted by God because of Christ's perfect righteousness being counted to us.
예수 그리스도의 완전한 의로움이 우리에게 전달되었기 때문에 우리가 하나님께 받아들여지는 자가 되는 것입니다.
You see, the righteousness which the Bible says makes you acceptable to God is not your righteousness.
여러분 잘 보십시오. 여기서 말하는 의는 우리의 의를 말하는 것이 아닙니다.
The righteousness that makes you acceptable to God is Christ's righteousness.
우리가 하나님 앞에 영접받게 된 그러한 의는 예수 그리스도의 의를 받았기 때문입니다.
The Bible says that His righteousness was fully credited to your account at the very moment that you believed.
예수는 믿는 순간에 예수 그리스도의 완전한 의가 우리에게 전달된 것입니다.
In the drama of salvation, there is a great exchange that has taken place.
자, 그러므로 어떤 의미에서 구원의 드라마에 있어서 엄청난 교환이 이루어졌습니다.
The Bible teaches that Christ has not only taken your sins away from you,
예수 그리스도가 우리 죄를 제거하실 뿐만 아니라,
but He has also given His righteousness to you.
그분의 의를 여러분에게 주었습니다.
Look now at these two verses. First was 2 Corinthians 5:21. Notice this beautiful summary of the essence of the gospel, the good news of justification. Look at verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us. So that we might become the righteousness of God. In Romans 3:21, Paul writes this. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known. He proclaims this righteousness comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. You see, the Bible teaches that the only way a person ever gets to heaven is by good works.
여러분, 어떤 사람이 하나님께 갈 수 있는 유일한 길은 선행이라 이렇게 해보시죠.
The only way anyone has ever entered into heaven is by good works, by merits.
어떤 사람이 선행과 옳은 공로로 말미암아 천국을 갈 수 있다고 해봅시다.
The only way that you can get to heaven is the old-fashioned way. It has to be earned.
즉, 우리의 공로로 인하여서 우리가 성과를 얻게 됩니다.
The good news of the gospel is that your salvation is by good works.
자, 그래가지고 좋은 소식은 바로 우리의 선행 때문에 공부한다고 해야 되죠.
But it is not your works.
그러나 보십시오. 바로 우리의 공로 때문이 아니라.
Your salvation is by merit.
즉, 우리가 구원 받는 것은 우리의 공로 때문에 예수의 공로 때문입니다.
But it is not your merit.
여러분의 공로 때문이 아니라.
The good news of the gospel is that it is by works and the merit of Jesus Christ.
예수 그리스도의 공로 때문입니다.
The only thing that could ever propitiate or satisfy the Father on your behalf was the perfect righteousness of the Son.
우리를 대신해서 하나님의 진노를 누굴 줄 수 있는 것은 예수 그리스도의 완전한 공로밖에 없습니다.
In 1 John 4:10, we read these words.
요한일서 4장 10절에 말씀합니다.
This is love, not that we loved God.
나는 여기 있으니 하나님을 하나님을 선한 것이 아니야.
But that God loved us and sent His Son as a propitiation for our sins. This word, propitiation, is a very important word to understanding the gospel. This word refers to Christ pacifying God's wrath against you by offering up His perfect righteousness for you.
하나님의 진노를 누르뜨리기 위해서 예수 그리스도의 완전한 의를 하나님께 받았다는 것입니다.
You see, in order for you to be accepted by God, there is not only a moral debt that has to be paid.
하나님 앞에 우리가 용납받기 위해서 하나님께 받아진다고 해서 우리가 무조건 부채만을 상담해 받는 것이 필요한 것뿐만 아니라
There is also a perfect moral standard that has to be achieved.
우리에게 완전한 도덕적인 길이 다 완성되어야만 우리는 사실 하나님께 받아들인 자가 되는 것입니다.
You see, Jesus saved us not only by His death.
즉 예수 그리스도는 우리의 모든 부채부터 우리를 상관시킬 뿐만 아니라
Jesus saved us not only by removing our sins from us.
즉 우리의 죄를 다 제거하셨을 뿐만 아니라
Jesus also saved us by His life.
예수님이 그의 삶을 통해서 우리를 구원하셨습니다.
Jesus saved us by perfectly fulfilling the demands of the law for us.
율법의 모든 요구를 완전히 수행하심으로 말미암아 우리를 구원했습니다.
Jonathan Edwards taught that every act of Christ's obedience was propitious.
예수 그리스도의 모든 사역은 모든 삶은 바로 수복됨이라 이렇게 표현하셨다고 말씀합니다.
This means that every time that Jesus struggled with temptation and won, He was saving you.
그 말은 무슨 말이냐면 예수 그리스도가 유혹과 시험을 받을 때 그것을 이기고 나간 모든 예수 그리스도의 행위가 다 그 행위마다 우리를 구원하는 행위였다는 것입니다.
He saved you just as much by His life, His active obedience, as by His death, His passive obedience.
예수 그리스도의 적극적인 순종의 생활이 우리를 구원했습니다. 예수 그리스도의 죽으심이 우리를 구원한 것처럼
And so the good news of the gospel is that through faith in Christ, you can be given by God two things.
자, 그러므로 우리는 예수 그리스도를 믿음으로 우리는 두 가지를 받게 되는 것입니다.
The good news of justification teaches, first of all, that you can have the removal of all your sins.
즉, 첫째는 우리가 모든 죄의 죄감을 받는다는 것입니다.
But we must not simply proclaim that good news alone in
justification.
We must also proclaim the free gift of His perfect righteousness. Justification is being treated by God just as if you are sinless, even though you are still a sinner.
신이라는 것은 무슨 말이냐면 우리가 아직도 죄에 임하는 하나님께서 우리를 보실 때 예수 그리스도 아주 죄 없는 사람을 본다는 것입니다.
Martin Luther lit the spark that caused the flame of the Protestant Reformation.
기독교 종교에게는 마틴 루터가 무엇으로 불을 지었습니까?
And at the heart of that Reformation flame was this doctrine of justification.
종교개혁의 불의 핵심은 바로 이 신의 죄였습니다.
And at the heart of this understanding of justification was this famous Latin phrase that Luther used.
루터가 말한 그 라틴 프레이즈에 바로 그 신의 죄의 중심입니다.
Simul justus et peccator.
Simul justus et peccator란 단어입니다.
Which means at the same time you are sinful yet righteous.
너는 죄인이지만 동시에 하나님 보시기에 의로운자라는 것입니다.
At the same time that you are a sinner, you are declared righteous in the sight of God. It's amazing grace.
너는 죄인임에도 불구하고 하나님께서 동시에 너를 의롭다고 선언하는 것은 놀라운 일이 아니었습니다.
It's been said this way.
이것은 이렇게 말했습니다.
The gospel is that you are more sinful and flawed than you ever dared to believe.
동료에게 말하는 것은 내가 생각한 것 이상으로 너는 죄인이고 너는 결이 많은 인간이라는 것입니다.
And yet at the same time you are more accepted and loved than you ever dared hope.
그러나 동시에 동료 말하는 것은 너는 내가 생각할 수 없을 정도로 기대할 수 없을 정도로 하나님께서 너를 받아주고 있고 너를 의로운 사람으로 칭찬하는 것입니다.
All because Jesus Christ has lived and died and been raised again.
모든 것은 예수님께서 완벽한 삶을 사셨고 십자가에 죽으셨고 부활하셨기 때문에 그렇습니다.
Now let me summarize what I have said so far.
제가 말씀드린 것을 요약하겠습니다.
God means for your ongoing awareness of this gift of Christ's righteousness to change your life as a Christian.
예수님의
share with you a few illustrations of how God has used this truth to change the lives of people in church in We're going to be looking at the life of Martin Luther, and then we will take a brief look at the life of John Bunyan. Both of these men's lives were transformed by plumbing the riches and the depth of the doctrine of justification that I have just shared with you. The Reformation was fought over this rich truth. That righteousness is not something that is infused into my nature, but it is something that is imputed to me legally in the heavenly court.
나의 속성을 변화시키면 내가 노력이 되는 것이 아니라 하늘에 재판소에서 예수를 의가 나한테 전가된 것을 내가 의롭게 되는 것이.
And so that is how I can make sense of the fact that I am still a wretched sinner, and yet I am declared righteous in the sight of God at the same time.
우리는 엄청나게 비참한 죄인 동시에 하나님의 눈앞에서 우리는 완벽한 의라는 것이.
It was Martin Luther's discovery of this truth that lit the fire of the Reformation.
마틴 루터가 이 진리를 발견한 이후에 드디어 종교개혁에 불이 붙었습니다.
Let's look first of all at Martin Luther.
마틴 루터를 생각해봅시다.
When Luther was studying Romans chapter 1, he read about the righteousness that God requires.
하나님께서 요구하시는 의에 대해서 동안 읽으면서 마틴 루터가 생각했습니다.
He wrote how he was horrified by this.
얼마나 그것을 알고 나서 자기가 공포의 기전을 가진 것을 말합니다.
Because Luther thought that this passage was referring to the
그러고 나서 그가 생각하기는 야 이제 나는 충분히 의롭게 됐다 생각했습니다.
But when he would dare to be honest with himself, he saw that his heart was anything but righteous.
그러나 그가 솔직하고 정직하게 당신의 자신을 바라보셨을 때 그는 아직까지 의롭게 되기는 너무나 못하는 것을 알았습니다.
He was continually confronted with the many inconsistencies and the moral failures in his life.
많은 도덕적인 실패와 자기 자신에 일어나는 여러 가지 계속되지 못하는 불의한 행동들을 자기는 보게 됐습니다.
He saw that although outwardly he could conform, inwardly his heart was lustful and wicked.
겉으로 볼 때 사람들이 겉으로 보기에는 내가 의로운 대로 하는 것 같이 보였지만 그러나 그 속을 살펴볼 때 탐욕과 정욕으로 물들였다는 것을 확인했습니다.
So one day he decided that he was going to resign from his teaching position at the university.
그리고 하루는 그가 대학 교수직, 신학대학 교직을 그만두겠다고 결심했습니다.
So he went to the spiritual leader of that order in the university.
자, 그러고 나서 그는 그 대학교에 있는 영적인 지도자에게 찾았습니다.
He confessed to that spiritual leader his ongoing failure to achieve the righteousness that he knew God required.
하나님께서 우리 의로우심에서 제가 노력한 그 모든 노력을 하다가 내가 실패한 것을 그 사람에게 고백했습니다.
He submitted his resignation and said, I just cannot be as righteous as God requires me to be.
하필 그 사람에게 결정을 내렸습니다. 나는 하나님께서 요구하는 만큼 의로운 사람이 아무리 그렇게도 되지 않기 때문에 나는 사표를 지시합니다.
And after he did this, his leader told him, Martin, you have misunderstood the passage. Luther was told that the Bible was not talking about the righteousness that God requires of us. But it was talking about the gift of righteousness. But the good news of Romans was the good news of the gift of the righteousness of another. That the good news of the gospel was what Luther later called an alien righteousness, a foreign righteousness, the righteousness of another. And he was told that it was this righteousness God was speaking of in Romans. And it is this righteousness that God freely gives to all who believe. So that simul justus et peccator would be a reality. That although you are still a sinner, God declares you righteous on the righteousness of Christ. Luther wrote later that he had to go away for a while and think about this. He said he had to take some time and study this on his own. And all of a sudden, he began to understand the gospel in terms of the righteousness of Christ for the first time. He had been a spiritual leader and considered a mature spiritual leader and teacher for years.
그는 수년 동안 영적인 지도자, 또한 대학교 교수로 고려를 하지만,
he was respected in the church community as a religious leader.
나는 그래서 그는 종교 지도자로 존경해 왔지만,
but he had never fully understood the truth of justification.
그러나 그는 그때까지 칭의의 진리의 근본을 깨닫지 못했던 것입니다.
He had never understood this second part of justification about this gift of the righteousness of another to him.
칭의의 두 번째 면제, 다른 사람의 의가 나한테 응답하는 진리를 깨닫지 못했습니다.
And when he finally realized it, he said these famous words.
그가 마지막으로 그를 깨달았을 때 이 유명한 말을 한 것입니다.
For me, this was the gate of paradise.
나에게는 이것이 낙원으로 들어가는 문이다.
What a relief it was to his heart.
얼마나 그 마음에 안식이 생각했는데?
His heart had been burdened down for so many years with guilt and fear.
수년 동안 두려움과 죄책감이 그의 가슴을 짓눌러왔습니다.
For so many years, he had struggled for righteousness and faced his many failures. For so many years, he had struggled for righteousness and had to face his hypocrisy. And what a joy it was for Luther to learn how to rest in this truth from God's Word. To learn to rest in the truth that he was now totally accepted by God. And he was accepted by God because he had a righteousness covering him that was not his own. To Luther, this was the gate of paradise. And I proclaim to you this good news today. For you and for the people in your churches, this can be the gate of paradise.
여러분과 여러분 교인들에게 이 진리가 나무로 가는 문이 되시기를 축원합니다.
This can be the pathway to freedom and to joy.
진정한 자유와 기쁨으로 가는 문이 되기를 축원합니다.
As we proclaim the good news of the righteousness of another that can be theirs.
자, 그러므로 우리는 이것으로 이런 식으로만 하나님의 의를 얻을 수 있습니다.
This, the Apostle Paul said, is the end of the struggle for righteousness.
바로 의롭게 되기 위한 모든 그의 노력이 여기서 종료되는 것입니다.
I remind you also of the story of John Bunyan.
존 버니언 얘기도 좀 하겠습니다.
John Bunyan is the renowned author of the classic Pilgrim's Progress. Those who know me know that I have a deep love for the Puritans. In fact, I was just given a gift before I came out on the platform an hour or two ago. Someone brought to me a Korean translation of Pilgrim's Progress. I will treasure it, and I'm taking it to our library at Reformed Seminary.
너무 감사해요. 제가 신학교에다가 도서관에 설치하려고.
Only the Korean students will be able to read it.
한국 학생들만 읽겠구나.
But it was this renowned author of Pilgrim's Progress that encountered the good news of the righteousness of Christ and justification.
여러분,
like Luther, Bunyan had great trouble believing in the true forgiveness of his sins.
본인도 루터처럼 자기 죄 용서 때문에 죄로운 사람입니다.
Luther had, like Luther, John Bunyan had great trouble believing that he was really accepted by God.
루터처럼 본인도 정말 내가 하나님 앞에 받아들여질 수 있는 자가 될 것인가 하는 것 때문에 고민했습니다.
Bunyan felt like so many of us that if he performed good works, he was in God's favor, but if he was disobedient, he was out of God's
favor.
And his difficulty was when he was able to be honest and look at his own heart, his sin seemed so great.
그러나 본인이 자기 자신을 솔직하게 바라볼 때 그의 죄가 너무나 중하여서 그는 괴로웠습니다.
Especially since he knew that God was so holy and God hated sin.
그때 하나님께서 죄를 인정하시고 하나님께서는 거룩하신 분이라는 걸 깨달았을 때 괴로웠습니다.
Nothing could bring peace to his conscience.
아무것도 그의 양심에 진정한 평화를 주지 못했습니다.
He confessed his sins endlessly.
그는 그의 죄를 끝없이 고백했습니다.
but he would only receive temporary relief, and then he would fall back under the guilt and the burden of his sin. Then one day, while walking across the field, he said he seemed to hear a voice from God in his heart, speaking in his soul and saying these words, "Your righteousness is in heaven." Bunyan's startling new insight concerning Christ's righteousness brought an end to his struggles. It brought an end to his struggles of being not right with God. He shifted his focus from what he could do to put himself right with God, to what Christ had done to put him right with God. You see, Bunyan learned that his acceptance with God did not depend on his good or bad behavior. Bunyan learned the good news that his acceptance with God did not depend upon his feelings about himself. Bunyan learned the good news that his acceptance with God depended upon Christ alone. He learned the truth that we must recapture in our generation. That Christ was his righteousness. And that righteousness was unchangeably secured for him in heaven. So I want to encourage you with these few challenges. I want to encourage you today to begin seeing the righteousness of Christ as the end of your struggle for righteousness. I want to encourage you today to begin seeing the righteousness of Christ as the end of your struggle for God's approval or acceptance. Notice now these words written by the Apostle Paul in Romans 10. Notice verses 2 through 4 of Romans 10 in light of what I have now said. These verses describe Bunyan's problem. He was zealous for God, but his zeal was not based on knowledge. Because he had disregarded the righteousness that comes from God. Look at the text. And he had sought to establish a righteousness on his own. Men and women, I want you to see here that he had not truly submitted to God's righteousness. Notice in Romans 10, 2 through 4, what Christ became to him. Please underline the phrase, Christ became to him the end of the law. By giving him his righteousness by faith. This is good news. The good news of the gospel is that he has already attained the perfect standards that God requires that you could never attain. So there is nothing more for you to struggle about to gain God's favor. The good news I proclaim to you this day is that He has done it all for you. The good news I proclaim to you today is that Christ is the end of the law.
예수 그리스도는 율법의 마지막인 것입니다.
And because of His righteousness, you are now completely accepted by God for eternity.
예수 그리스도의 의 때문에 우리는 하나님에게 영원히 인정받는 사람이 된 것입니다.
Simultaneus et peccator.
Simultaneus et peccator.
At the same time, a sinner, but also a saint.
죄이지만 동시에 우리는 의인이다.
There is a second application I would like to share with you from this truth.
두 번째 적용입니다.
We must learn to rest in Christ's righteousness.
우리는 예수 그리스도의 의 안에서 안식하는 것을 배워야 됩니다.
You see, to be transformed by the gospel means, first of all, learning to rest in the gospel of Christ's righteousness.
복음에 의해서 변한다는 것은 예수 그리스도의 의 안에서 안식하는 것을 배우는 것을 말합니다.
You are never going to grow in grace unless you learn how to rest in the righteousness of Christ.
은혜 안에서 자라기 위해서는 예수님의 은혜 안에서 안식한 것을 배워야 됩니다.
You are never, or your people in your church are never going to grow in grace unless they learn how to rest in the truth of God's absolute acceptance of them in Christ.
예수 그리스도 안에서 하나님께서 그들을 완전히 받아주셨다는 것을 여러분 교인들이 깨닫지 못하면 그들은 절대로
If you think that you are phasing in and out of God's favor on the basis of your good works or your sin, you will never know joy in your walk with God.
여러분이 선하게 살면 하나님께서 인정해 주시고 여러분이 악하게 살면 하나님께서 다 여러분을 버리시고 이렇게 하나님의 은혜와 사랑 안에 왔다 갔다 있는 바른 남부터 한다고 늘 생각하면 절대로 은혜에 문을 들어가지 못합니다.
But it is so easy. And it is so natural for us to fall back into the trap of moralism. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Galatians, because people who had started out with grace had fallen into the danger of moralism.
그래서 바울이 갈라디아서 읽었지만 너희가 성령이셨구나서 왜 율법을 마시려고 하느냐?
We fall back into moralism by saying, okay, I've got to get back to work spiritually and get God's approval again by my discipline. And then when you fail, and I promise you, you will fail. Satan, the accuser, will come to you. And Satan, the accuser, will whisper to you. And he will say to you, look at how you have failed. Look at what you have done. Look at your secret sin life. And you dare to call yourself a Christian. And unless you know how to rest in the gospel at that point, you will go down hard. And unless your people know how to rest in the righteousness of Christ when Satan assails them, they will go down hard.
여러분 성도들이 이 진리를 깨닫지 못하면 그들도 똑같이 사단에게 시달림을 받는 것입니다.
And your life will be robbed of joy and power.
이렇게는 크리스천으로서의 기쁨과 능력을 잃어버리게 되는 것입니다.
And your Christianity will be nothing more than doctrinal knowledge and activities, spiritual disciplines.
그리고 우리의 기독교는 다만 어떤 교리를 아는 것과 그리고 선행을 위한 노력하는 것으로 사라져버리고 마는 것입니다.
This is why we must learn what it means to recapture the riches of the good news of justification.
신의 복음의 그 풍광을 다시 되찾게 하는 것이 바로 여기 요점입니다.
And preach the good news of Christ's righteousness not just to unbelievers but to believers that they learn to rest in that righteousness when Satan assails them.
그러므로 복음을 믿지 않는 불신자에게 전할 것입니다. 믿는 자에게 전해서 그들이 하나님의 용서에 의롭게 되는 그 사실 안에서 안식하는 것을 배우게 됩니다.
Because the gospel I proclaim to you today is this good news. No one is ever good enough to be accepted by God. Absolutely no one
절대적으로 한 사람도 없습니다.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
우리가 아직 죄인 됐을 때 주님께서 우리 대신 죽으셨습니다.
As a Christian, you can grow in grace.
예수를 믿는 자들은 은혜 안에서 자랍니다.
But one thing you can never grow in is the acceptance of God.
그러나 여러분 절대로 성장하지 않는 것이 있습니다. 하나님께 받아들여지는 것입니다.
There is nothing that you could ever do to cause God to love you any less or any more.
하나님은 여러분을 많이 사랑했다. 절대 사랑하지 않습니다.
Remember this truth. If you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, there is absolutely nothing you can do that could cause God to love you any less than He does right now.
여러분, 우리가 하나님을 하여금 우리를 더 사랑하고, 그를 사랑하고, 하도록 만들도록 우리가 세신을 행하는 것입니다.
The good news I proclaim to you is there is absolutely nothing you can do that could cause God to love you any more than He does right now.
하나님께서 지금 우리를 사랑하는 것보다 더 많이 우리를 사랑하도록 만들도록 하기 위해서 우리가 할 수 있는 일이라는 것은 아무것도 없습니다.
You see, when God looks at you, He sees you in Christ.
여러분, 하나님께서 우리를 보실 때 하나님은 그리스도 안에서 우리를 보십니다.
He sees you clothed in the perfect good works of another.
예수님이 완전한 의로 둘러싸인 상태에서 우리를 보시고 계십니다.
When God sees you, He sees you just like He sees Jesus.
하나님께서 우리를 보실 때는 하나님께서 예수님을 보는 것과 똑같이 보시는 것입니다.
Although you are a sinner, because of Christ's righteousness, you are seen by God as a saint.
우리는 죄인이 예수님의 의 때문에 하나님께서는 우리를 거룩한 성자로 보시는 것입니다.
So when you fail and when the accuser comes to you,
우리 실패할 때, 그리고 하나님 우리 뒤에 고소할 때,
and when the accuser says to you, "Ah, you are not a Christian. Look how little spiritual growth there is there."
하나님 우리에게 와가지고 너는 크리스찬도 아니다. 너는 영적으로 성장하지 못하고 비난할 때.
When Satan comes to you and says, "Look at your lack of progress. Surely you're not a Christian."
너 영적으로 성장하고 있느냐? 너는 크리스찬 아니다. 이렇게 사탄이 고소합니다.
That's when you must rest in the gospel.
그때야말로 여러분 복음 안에서 안식을 취해야 됩니다.
That's when you must join with Martin Luther and John Bunyan and all the rich godly people of the past and rest in the righteousness of Christ.
바로 그때 마틴 루터나 존 번연처럼 여러분 복음을 가지고 취해야 됩니다.
There you must learn to say, as the old hymn writer used to say,
옛날 찬송가 작사자가 부른 것처럼,
"Well may the accuser roar of things that I have done.
나를 참상대로 그런 걸 들더라도,
I know them all and thousands more.
그들이 아무리 몇 천 명이 와가지고 나한테 그렇게 그런 거예요.
But Jehovah knoweth none.
그러나 하나님께서는 아무도 없습니다.
It's a wonderful truth, the truth of the gospel of Christ's righteousness.
예수 그리스도의 의를 안다는 것은 놀라운 진리 아니겠습니까?
It's the test of a standing or a falling church.
바로 여기에 교회가 흔하며 망하며 나타내십니다.
The depth to which you as a church in the nation of Korea grasp the riches of this truth will determine your health and standing.
한국 교회가 이 진리를 얼마나 깨달냐에 따라서 한국 교회의 진정한 부흥과 한국 교회의 미래 보입니다.
Let us as ministers of the gospel proclaim boldly and clearly the good news of Christ's righteousness.
한국 목사님들이 목사로서 바로 이 예수 그리스도의 의의 진리를 선포하는 것입니다.
And let us begin by learning to rest in Christ's righteousness ourselves.
그 예수 그리스도의 안에서 우리 자신이 안식해야 합니다.
My hope is built on nothing less.
나의 희망은
than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
예수의 피와 그의 의 위에 기초하고 있습니다.
This is not some new truth.
이것은 새로운 진리가 아닙니다.
This is the rich truth we find in that old classic hymn we sung for so many years.
우리가 수십 년간 불렀던 하나의 찬송 속에 나오는 가사입니다.
And as we bring this session to a close, we want to ask God to take this truth about Christ's righteousness from our minds to our hearts.
한번 말씀하면서 가사를 생각하시오. 가사가
And so I ask you to sing with a new love and a new appreciation. The riches of your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Many of you are under attack from the evil one. He has been whispering and accusing you. Look what a sinner you are. Look what a failure you are. How could you call yourself a Christian? We must say, well, may the accuser roar of things that I have done. I know them all and thousands more. But Jehovah knoweth none. For my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let us sing this from our hearts to God as we rest in the righteousness of another that is now ours through faith. Let's stand together and sing this anew.